This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, we started something last night, and we never got finished with it because we ran out of time. So tonight, we're going to try to complete that. And thusly, Arbless Quarrel is back. Stephen D'Andrilli, Roger Katz. We've never done this before. Maybe we'll actually finish the thought tonight, guys, huh?
I doubt it. This is much too big.
Gotcha. So where would we like to go? Who is taking the helm?
Well, Stephen will start.
Okay, all right. Let's keep it simple. Let's keep it real simple because I'm pretty simple. I'm not as sophisticated and as brilliant as Roger. So
yeah,
let's see if I can relate to the average American out there, like me, like most of us that is listening to the news from one source or another and trying to figure it out. And this is what I came up with. I came up with a little scenario. When a person says something false about another person, I think it's called slander. And Roger will expound on that a little, in more detail. And I think we've all heard of that when you slander someone. When a person writes something false about another person, I think it's called libel. And I think we have laws against slander and libel. Both acts are damaging. Both acts defame the good character of a person. And both acts should have consequences, in my opinion. When we take these acts to a higher level, the damage increases accordingly. So when the person is someone of standing, like a dean of a college, or a mayor of a city, or a priest, a bishop, a rabbi, a clergy of standing, a member of Congress, etc., etc., etc. The effect becomes even more serious. Now, when we talk about the media, now we're in a whole new hemisphere. The rules of engagement reach their max. They provide us with information that we should be able to rely on to make our important political decisions. They depend on their First Amendment freedom of the press rights to say what they want to say. But if what they are saying is not factual, but instead a biased form of misinformation, disinformation, and fake news. It's not opinion versus editorial. They don't separate the two. They put it out there, and we're supposed to believe what they say because they are the media. My question is, and this is what I think we might want to talk about, shouldn't they, the mainstream media, be held accountable in some way for their actions? And what got me thinking about this is today on Fox News, Herman Cain, and we all remember him. He was a candidate for president in 2016, and he refuses to step down on his nomination as head of the Fed because of a sexual allegation made 8 years ago that was brought up during his bid as a candidate for president. And this allegation resurfaced again. But this time he said, then I was involved in spending a lot of money on my campaign. I didn't have the time to deal with this false accuser. So if you're going to come forward again, he said, I'm going to take you to court. I'm going to sue you on slander. And if everyone that was thinking of promulgating false information, whether it's verbally, whether it's written, whether it's a person, whether it's an institution, whether it's the media, I think we need to start taking a hard stand and taking legal action. The question is, what rights do we have under law to correct this problem?
So, the premise, and I get it. I mean, I don't like the misinformation, and that's it, the false information is one thing. Sometimes that's inadvertent. I've had to do it. I've had to do a couple of retractions myself just because I got it wrong, and so technically, when I got it wrong, I was giving out false information. But misinformation, which is more of a willful act to me, when it's actually designed to mislead us, I completely get your anger. I have anger at it. It's completely frustrating altogether. What have you got in mind? I mean, what can we do to that legally that is in place right now that we could actually hit it? Hit them with it, stick it, prosecute, convict, and do something that doesn't at the same time get reinterpreted the next time the Democrats come into charge and use that to start going after, I don't know, Cheryl Atkinson, for example.
Well, in my holster, I have a Roger Katz.
Well,
we're coming up to the break.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes left. So, do you see my issue with it? Whenever all of these laws that are passed, I mean, how many gun control laws have been passed? 22,000?
Yeah.
And there, how many of them are redundant? How many of them actually do anything to stop a crime? None. How many of them actually do something to stop me and you from having a gun, owning a gun, buying a gun? All. It's already illegal to kill people. It's illegal to shoot people and kill people. It's illegal to run them over. It's illegal to beat them with a garden hoe and kill them. That's already illegal, and yet they're always going after the tool. And whenever they do that, whenever, like right now, Lindsey Graham is pushing red flag laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that he's not, he's thinking like Lindsey Graham thinks. Lindsey thinks the people of South Carolina elect him because of his superior intellect, like he's Khan from Star Trek. But his intentions are probably fairly pure in Lindsey-esque thought processes. The problem is that he won't always be in a position of power. Somebody else will be in a position of power, and they will look at that law that they have created, and they will reinterpret it, and then you weaponize it, just like they did with the IRS, just like they did with, they do this with the VA. I mean, they do this with all kinds of places. And that's where my problem with any of these laws that might get brought up whenever we propose new legislation. So when we get back, Roger, let's talk about what's wrong. Is there anything already on the books? What could be put on the books? How do we keep these laws that get passed that, sometimes there needs to be a law, but at the same time, my concern with any law that gets passed nowadays is that the Democrats are going to be in charge of everything again one day. And, to be honest with you, I hope I'm dead. I'm dead before that happens.
Well, becomes president of the United States.
Yeah, well, we'll talk. That's a long reach there, buddy. You hang on. We'll be right back talking to the Honorable Squirrel. This is Lock and Load.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tire look?
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Arbalest Quarrel, we're about to get into, now we're going to talk what kind of penalties can we lay on these boys when they get malfeasant and a little loose-lipped with the, you know, a little loose with the facts and the truth and everything else. Roger, so existing today, what is in place today that we can actually go after these misinforming media people with their agenda-driven tactics?
And that's the rub, Bill. It's very difficult. The problem is, apart from the old sedition laws of 1789, which were created to protect the government against and allow the government to do its job to protect the people, that's been pretty much whittled away. But it took a couple hundred years to do it, and it was due to, well, there's been a few cases, but there's one in particular, apart from the Sullivan case, and I want to point to a point that was made by the Supreme Court, and this was a 1949 case, Terminello versus Chicago. And the court said this: a function of free speech under our system of government is to invite dispute. It may indeed best serve its high purpose when it induces a condition of unrest, creates dissatisfaction with conditions as they are, or even stirs people to anger. Speech is often provocative and challenging. They strike at prejudices and preconceptions and have profound, unsettling effects as it presses for acceptance of an idea. That is why freedom of speech, though not absolute, is nevertheless protected against censorship or punishment, unless shown likely to produce a clear and present danger of a serious substantive evil that rises far above public inconvenience, annoyance, or unrest. Now, that was back in 1949. And then in 1964, the Supreme Court pointed out, in protecting the New York Times, it said that a constitutional privilege intended to free criticism of public officials from the restraints imposed by the common law of defamation is not going to fly unless you could show that the particular statements were false and that they were delivered with malicious intent. Well, look, we know that the New York Times and the Washington Post and various broadcast stations like MSNBC and CNN are doing everything in their power to destroy this presidency. And they've done that since the day that Trump took the oath of office. And there's very little that can be done about it. In fact, what I find very interesting, one of the biggest lies, and I think the most reprehensible thing that we see the New York Times and the Washington Post asserting is that Trump is some sort of autocrat, or worse, a tyrant. And yet, if you look at the history, it was Obama, as I indicated last night in the previous show, that it was Obama who actually hounded reporters who were getting too close to the truth about what Obama was doing in terms of harming the American people in terms of his own policies. But that didn't stop Obama from going after these reporters, as Judge Napolitano had pointed out in an article that he had written. But curiously, the New York Times never went against Obama on that. Now the New York Times is taking the greatest liberties in going after Trump in the worst possible way. The thing is, and I want to point this out because I suppose this may not be the answer that you want or even that Stephen wants as I'm hinting all around it, but there's very little we can do. But the fact is that Trump is actually the greatest supporter of the Bill of Rights that we have had, much, much more so than Obama, if he ever was, a constitutional lawyer, and much more so than any of the Bushes or Clinton or Hillary Clinton if she had gotten into office. The fact is, if you recall, and this is only a few weeks ago, Trump got very upset, and rightfully so, and the Supreme Court precedent to support him. He said that the schools, the colleges, were not doing anything in their, everything in their power to protect freedom of speech. And you would think that the bastions of higher learning would be the very receptacles for free speech and the depositories of a wide variety of opinion and views, but we don't see that at all. Look, Trump has not attempted to in any way put a lid on what MSNBC or CNN or the New York Times or Washington Post does. And in that respect, he's basically saying, look, we have a First Amendment. They could say good things. They could say bad things. They could say true things. They could say essentially false things. All I want is to have basically an equal opportunity to assert my opinions and allow conservatives an equal opportunity and a platform to assert their opinions and their beliefs. And we simply don't have that today. And that's the thing that is the most frightening thing. And that's the thing that is going to be the killer of our society, except, of course, for the Second Amendment. And that, of course, I think I'll go into that the second, or I guess this will
the
be
next the third. Yeah, the next, yeah, the next segment.
Because, the thing is that we are losing our country, and we're losing it in the worst possible way by CNN and MSNBC and all these self-righteous public institutions that say that they have the best interests of the American people at heart. They do not. I don't know, Stephen, you want to...
We only got 9 seconds. He can't pipe
in. Oh, 9 seconds? I'm sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
There you go. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Arbla Squirrel. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
North Korea reportedly launched multiple unidentified short-range projectiles on Saturday. Word of the firings was reported by a South Korean news agency, which cited South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. A commercial plane went into the St. John's River on Friday night. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says all lives have been accounted for. It happened around 9:40 Eastern time. While trying to stop, the plane skidded off the airport runway and ended up in the shallow part of the river. President Donald Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday discussed the possibility of a new deal limiting nuclear arms that could eventually include China in what would be a major accord between the globe's top three atomic powers.
We're talking about a nuclear agreement where we make less and they make less, and maybe even where we get rid of some of the tremendous firepower that we have right now.
Trump says he also discussed efforts to persuade North Korea to give up nuclear weapons. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Part two of the Media Malfeasant show that we started last night with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. We, we've come to certain conclusions here at, to this point, which we can't give in to our base instincts, which is to go like to the New York Times with a bunch of gasoline and, I don't know, some newspapers and some matches. We can't do that. Well, no, I mean, so where were we about to head off before the break came up there?
Just a couple more points. I want to let Stephen then chime in. But, Bill, the thing that we have working for us, apart from the Bill of Rights, as long as it exists, is a independent Supreme Court. I want to point out something that, and I have mentioned Eric Swalwell, then we also have that Buttigieg, and I want to go back to him. I talked about some of his ridiculous statements before the end of the hour. But we have Eric Swalwell, who was stated a ban assault weapons by the back, go after resistors, and just get rid of them. And he says Australia got it right. He looks to Australia as a the appropriate Commonwealth nation who we should follow. The problem is, of course, that Australia is not truly a constitutional republic, certainly not like we are, and it has no Bill of Rights. And the proof of the pudding is to see what happens. Basically, the government could do whatever it wants. It decides that people could have firearms, fine. Decides you can't, then you got to return them. There's nothing consistent in what the governments do. It's simply whatever they feel like at the moment. And that's the real danger that exists in our society. It's not that Trump is attempting to even say that New York Times, Chicago Tribune, or L.A. Times, or Washington Post shouldn't say whatever it is they want to say. But they shouldn't be able to chill speech either. And that's what they're attempting to do. That's really the problem. That's what groups like Antifa want to do. They attempt to hold to the moral high ground, and then they argue that because we have the best interest of society at heart, and we know what's best for the public, we can forget that we had a constitution that stood the test of time, that created the greatest country on the face of the earth. And all we have are people like Ocasio-Cortez and Omar, these people that would never be able to have a platform in Saudi Arabia or Yemen or Kenya or any of the Middle Eastern countries or in Africa, and yet all they do is lambaste the United States. But the real problem is the fact that they attempt to chill speech. They don't want anyone else to have a voice because they know that their arguments are weak. They know that basically they don't trust the public, and so they don't trust the public to have rights that cannot be constrained and controlled. That's the problem we run into. And that, of course, is why they're so concerned about the Supreme Court. You have people like Buttigieg, and again, let me see if I can get to that statement that he had mentioned, which was really, really ludicrous. But basically, he was saying that, well, there are forces in this country that are against let me get exactly what he said. Can democracy accommodate the forces that are hitting on us through the 21st century? But to get there, we must use some of the most elegant features built into the Constitution, like the ability to amend it to make it stronger. Well, what does he want to do? Well, one of the things he would like to do is get rid of the Second Amendment. And along with that, get rid of so-called assault weapons, stand your ground self-defense gun laws. It's remarkable that here's a man who supposedly was a veteran, and all he does is attempt to undercut our Constitution.
Who are we talking about here, the veteran?
Yeah, this Mayor Pete. He served in Afghanistan.
Well, just being a veteran doesn't make you a patriot. A lot of guys join the Army for the GI Bill or for the for the benefits or something. You know, so never ascribe constitutionality. Look at all the generals.
Yeah.
Look at all the generals that are for gun control. I mean, and do you know why the generals are for gun control?
They're being paid off.
No, they're not being paid off. The generals exist. Generals, they don't allow military people to carry guns on post.
Yeah, they want.
And they use the same criteria. They get out there and say, "Well, these guys might just start shooting everybody out there." Now, these, you know, we're supposed to. We're talking about the military. They're the trained ones, and they're ascribing the same tendencies that the gun grabbers get out there. But I mean, McChrystal and all these other generals that get out there and say, "Well, you know, these are weapons of war." They know better. But generals don't fight in combat anymore. So
yeah, it's arrogant and it's actually very paternalistic. It's treating a soldier that are defending our country, but treating them as second-class citizens that cannot be trusted with a firearm if they're back home or on base. It really is mind-boggling.
Hey, Roger, can I get in here for a second? I just came up with a thought, Bill. And this goes to what Roger was saying. All of these politicians are feeling their oats, and they feel and feeling free to, you know, to advance their extreme, and I'm calling it now super extreme left-wing progressive socialist agenda, because they are stoked by the media. The media gives them what Roger said, the platform. If the media did not cover them, no one would be listening because they wouldn't be covered. And this is the question that what goes through what our conversation is about too. The power of the media. I wonder, can the government shut down the internet if it wants to? Just like that? Can it? Let's just think about this for a minute. Like, this could be a Wi-Fi movie idea. Okay, let's say it could. Can Google and Facebook cut us out at whim if they don't like what we stand for and what we're saying? Like,
cut us out of what, though? What are they cutting us out of?
Well, can they cut us out of what we're doing? Can they take you off the air right now? Can they shut down our website? Can they stop us from communicating? What would we have to go to? CB radios? What if the internet shut down right now and you couldn't communicate and there was no Fox News, nothing but what the powers to be wanted
here, to hang on to that thought. We'll get to that when we get back. Talking to the guys from Marble Squirrel, this is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We were talking about what could these various organizations do. Google, for example, Google's a search engine. They can take us out of everything Google related, but how long have we had these things that are Google related?
Well, let me ask you this, Bill, and this may be a good reason for the Second Amendment.
Sure.
And definitely don't lose your gun rights. Let's throw these questions out. With a fact and then questions. Most people no longer have phone landlines. Yes,
sure.
True or false?
That's true.
Okay. Our cell phones rely on satellites. True or false? True.
Well, they rely on towers.
All right. Our computers rely on Wi-Fi.
Hmm.
Our cars rely on computers that rely on satellites. Now, I'm not technical, so I'm just, you know what I'm saying here. In other words, I couldn't believe it that my Jeep Grand Cherokee, which got a flat the other day, I turned on my computer to check out my emails, and I got an alert saying that the PSI tire pressure was down in the right rear tire.
Sure.
Wow. And that somebody who really knows how to hack into a computer can actually stop my brakes and steering while I'm driving, or and Sirius radio and navigation. So it's all on computers. So how would you call 911 without service? What I'm saying is, are we prepared? Are we prepared for this? Now, this is getting away from what we started talking about, but not really, because you know what? It goes around because the media is setting us up for this. And while we're debating all of this, we also have to be ready for if all of a sudden, while I'm talking now, your station goes off the air.
Well, the station is analog. It does some stuff in digital, but the station is analog. And if something were to happen to where we couldn't do it digitally, then I would be able to do it via analog. And that's the problem they face, because guns are analog. Map reading is analog. You want to know if we're, like when you're talking about cars don't work without GPS. Do you know how to read a map?
Yep.
Okay, so you can how to shoot a resection and a back azimuth and all that stuff.
There you go.
Okay, so you're not at their mercy. You're just simply happy with the convenience, which I am too. You know, I'm happy with the convenience, but there would be landlines. We would find landlines, and we would there's the stuff that they have.
Yeah, and make sure we have our guns and ammo.
Sure, and that and kind
what
of stuff.
If, what if we have smart guns? Then
they don't work. They don't work.
Well, where are some? And you tell me where some are, and I'll think about it.
Yeah.
My guns are smart when they're in my hand. I've got some intelligence.
There you go. All right, Roger, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt them, Bill. I'm sorry, but I just these thoughts come into my head every so often. You know, I think I'm going to throw them out.
You have to get them out, right? Now, the big problem with these Democrats and with politicians is that they talk down to the public, and they try to coax the public to accept their view of reality. And getting back to this Buttigieg, the Rhodes Scholar, Harvard grad who can speak Norwegian. Well, first of all, we've got to repair our democracy. I didn't know that it was broken. And actually, we have a constitutional republic, not a direct democracy. He says the Electoral College needs to go because it's made our society less and less democratic. Well, what he really means is that we've got to have a number of people that think less and would allow the government to control.
Where's he a mayor at?
In Indiana.
Where?
Indiana,
small town in Indiana.
Right. Yeah, that's so far from the NRA convention.
So he's actually knowingly lying to you when he's talking about the Electoral College, right? Because the Electoral College was meant to make sure that the bigger populous, the states with the more populous didn't push around the other states, and the other states had an equal say in who might be the president, which that's the only time that the Electoral College is actually used.
That's the whole point, Bill.
So he's lying. But I mean,
the whole point is also the media is allowing this guy to fit their narrative.
Sure.
He would probably wish he was black or Latino, but he happens to be white, but he's gay. And that's great, right?
Well,
and I'm not pro.
Who was the favorite fruit? Who was the flavor of the month prior to this guy? Beto, right? Beto O'Rourke. The Hispanic Irish guy.
He's done.
Right. And they moved on from that, and they'll move on from this guy because they're looking for somebody to beat Trump. And there's the problem. There's the problem. There's some of these people out there saying, well, if they found somebody that wasn't crazy, they might be able to beat Trump, but who are they fielding? They've got all of these candidates that are out there, let's say, about talking about reparations, okay? Where are they going to get the money from that? Are they going to tax me only because I'm Caucasian? Are they going to tax Caucasians that were here who just got here, who are new immigrants here that are Caucasian, European? Are they going to tax them? Are they not going to tax black people in order to give them the reparations? How are they going to manage to figure out how to tax people based upon their color? And they're talking all of this talk. Swalwell. Let's talk about Swalwell. Swalwell is insane. He's out there saying, well, we're going to buy back all these guns, and if not, that doesn't work. We're going to nuke everybody. I could run for president on that one, too. I could get out there and say, I will ban male pattern baldness, and I will get rid of the letter Q in the English language. And I have the same probability of getting elected as Swalwell. So I love it when these guys talk. I love it when Mayor Buttigieg or whatever his name is, I love it when he talks, because he's trying to be like Obama, except you can't be like Obama without a real, real deep, thick, devious streak in you. He's trying to be real sincere and real sensitive, and he's going to go down in flames. I don't know who it's going to be. It's not going to be him, and it's not going to be Beto, but I don't know who's going to get the nomination. I hope they nominate Joe Biden. just because we can have a lot of fun with him too. Just, you know, make sure all the Republican women are kept away from him when he meets them, and, you know, make the farce out of it. But while they're out there doing all this stuff, the only thing that bothers me about what the media is doing today is they didn't learn the lesson of 2016. That's just a sign of their arrogance. They still think, well, we're the ones out here giving you your opinion.
That's why they want to silence Fox News.
Well, but they can't silence Fox News. They tried. The only thing they can do is get out there and very publicly state, hey, we're going to boycott all of your advertisers. Well, the problem with that is that, like, Sean Hannity, if he loses one advertiser because of a boycott, he's got 20 waiting to come and take that spot. So, you know, so ShamWow's not going to advertise on Hannity's show. But that's all beside the point. We're about to run out of time. We still didn't finish it there. Well, we'll have to Wednesday will be the last show that I do before I get on the road to go to Indianapolis. So maybe we'll be able to pull that off then. We'll see. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. Featured writers at amoland.com and featured writers at thetruthaboutguns.com. And it would probably be quite entertaining if we could all get in a room with some Nerf bats and beat each other while we're debating some of the stuff we debate. That would be probably quite lively to video that.
You in Indianapolis.
Yes, sir, you will. But I told Roger that one of these days you got to take him with you. So you guys discuss that amongst yourselves. ArbalestQuarrel.com. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys showing up.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right.
Thank you. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Hour number three is inbound. I hate it when I get that feedback like that on the phone line. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.